You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This feature is brought to you by the Standard Bank Group. We are about 2 weeks away from the budget speech. The national budget speech to be delivered by National Treasury will be taking place later this month. And ahead of that speech, there are a couple of considerations that we might want to be looking at. Obviously, there have been a few developments that have affected how we could potentially see the budget speech shaping up. We're going to take a look at some of the expectations ahead of the budget and what we could potentially be in for in 2 weeks. I'm joined on the line by the head of a domestic fixed income at Melville Douglas. That's a part of the Standard Bank Group, Mzimasi Mabete, to take a look at some of our expectations around the budget. Mzimasi, thanks so much for taking the time. Let's kind of get a sense of where we are from a South African perspective. The midterm budget speech took place in October. We kind of got very little, very muted conversations from National Treasury around where we could be headed come February. February has come around. We're here now. How is the South African economic landscape looking this time of the year compared to what it was looking like about 6 months ago?
Thank you, Jimmy, and good evening to you and to your listeners. Just to kick off the conversation, it is no question that our economy is still very much lackluster, impeded by some key factors that impede our growth. You know that we still have infrastructural and logistical problems. Up until this week, we had about 300 days of non-interrupted power supply. However, it has hardly been a year since we've had that non-interrupted power supply. And between me and you and the listeners, we know that every manufacturing entity requires electricity to operate. Small businesses require electricity to operate. It is key and central to the economic lifespan of this country. And of course, with these interruptions in power supply, they've impeded economic growth. And we had welcomed the fact that we had almost had a year without power supply. And it would be very important going forward, problems at Eskom notwithstanding, in order if Eskom could continue supplying us with electricity so that the economy can begin to lift. And of course, you cannot talk about economic stuff without talking about infrastructure and logistics. We know the problems that have been at Transnet. We know the logistical problems that we have in the country. And for instance, if I look at operational Volindlela, it is exactly some of these things that it wants to address. But of course, where are we right now as to where, for instance, we were six months ago? You'd remember that almost about 6 months ago, we were in the height of elections. That election came in and went. It was an area of volatility and an area of uncertainty where, for instance, investors adopted a wait-and-see approach as to where things would go. Indeed, that political risk is behind us because then elections were held and an outcome was delivered. And what has happened in our politics, whether we agree or not with the current political arrangement that we have, the markets have endorsed it. And hence, for instance, we saw the recovery in our bond yields, we saw the recovery in our currency. That was a stamp of approval of the political landscape. Up until we had the outcome of the U.S. election in early November, and it not only roiled SA markets in general, it roiled markets across the globe. And we are in that uncertainty because as I speak to you right now, we do not know what the extent and the impact of American policies would be in global markets and in global economy. And South Africa being part of global economy, there is definitely that uncertainty that lingers. But if I were to summarize as to what our economy looks like right now, it is on the mend. But it's going to be a very long time, Jimmy, before we see, let alone two-digit growth in our economy. It's going to be a very long time, even before we see a 3% growth in this economy. If, for instance, I listened to to the FAB last week when it announced its interest rate decision, it still sees lackluster growth in this economy. And I don't think there's any economist who would disagree that this economy is on the mend, but it is still very much lackluster. And there's so much that needs to happen to lift this growth and unlock the growth in this economy.
Mzimase, given the GDP expectations and that outlook that you've just outlined to say it might be very difficult to hit that 3% target, what do we then expect for the budget speech that is going to be delivered later this month? We know that a lot of it is going to be centered around some of the factors that you mentioned, but we do need to see some way forward that will get us to GDP growth. Are there any surprises we can expect? Are there any good things to look forward to in the speech? Are there any concerns that we might want to hear addressed in the speech?
No, absolutely. Jimmy Thompson, and one of the good things for taxpayers, we would not expect personal tax increases in this budget. But what you may see is that he, as he did last year, he may not adjust for inflation the tax brackets that he has. That may be negative, but as far as personal income tax, I would not expect any increase in personal tax or any other tax increases. That I would not expect. He would not touch that. Company income tax, we would expect it to remain as it is. And as it is, but as always the case, where we would expect some form of upward adjustment is on what I call sin taxes, your tobacco, alcohol, sweet beverages. That's where you can expect some upward adjustment in tax. And of course, are we going to hear any meaningful announcement on what we call basic income grant? I don't think we will, but what we may see, and I would not argue with the minister, given the level of poverty in this country, what we may see is an increase in social grants across the board, including what we call the SRB. You know, because remember, it was supposed to end by the 31st of March this year. It may be extended for another year. That would be in the budget. As far as growth is concerned, we would expect, for instance, that I would not expect the minister to extend any bailouts to Transnet nor Eskom. But what we may find is that he may say he has some contingency allowance, you know. But I would not expect any extension to those two particular entities. And he may certainly, because, I mean, our municipalities are actually quite another area of concern. We may see some announcement in one way or form as to how to support local municipalities, because that's exactly where service delivery occurs. That's exactly where plants and industries are at. We're supposed to be manufacturing and creating growth. So you may see some form of announcement on support to local municipalities.
Mzimase, before I let you go, I want to take a look at the economic picture, or the investment picture rather, for the budget. Do we foresee that the local bonds and the local currency would benefit from a particular kind of announcement or a particular kind of stance from a budget point of view? And do we still see those as being attractive towards foreign direct investment and the investment community?
Absolutely. Jimmy, I would say to you, at current levels, our currency is very much oversold. It has room to recover from current levels. As much as our bonds at above 10%, I think they're trading at about 10.4%, they're still very much oversold. But what you're going to see in this budget, which was in the medium-term budget policy statement, in that medium-term budget policy statement, the minister was very conservative in terms of his focus as far as debt ratios are concerned. What we may see in this budget, he may leave those forecasts as they are. And the only reason why he may leave those forecasts as they are is to give himself fiscal runway. Should the global environment continue to improve, and we may reach, in actual terms, lower debt ratios than what he may pencil in. And I do not think we're going to see any changes as far as that is concerned. And remember, that medium-term budget policy statement was well received by the market. And whatever thing that he may indicate, and which the market would very like, is the fact that if he still commits to fiscal consolidation, and that fiscal consolidation may lead to credit rating agencies, for instance, viewing us positively. We know that S&P, after the medium-term budget policy statement, came and gave us a positive outlook. But I'm not by any manner suggesting that we are due for a credit upgrade anytime soon. But that positive sentiment expressed in the budget will go a long way in investors seeing us positively, and that would benefit both our currency and asset prices, local asset prices in general, including bond yields.
Well, lots to consider from a budget perspective. I suppose we will have to wait for the 2 weeks from now for when that budget speech does take place. But for now, we have a bit of an idea around what it could potentially look like and what we could potentially be in for. Thanks so much for those insights, Mzimase. That's Mzimase Mabete, who is the head of domestic fixed income at Melville Douglas, part of the Standard Bank Group, joining us to take a look at some budget expectations ahead of the budget speech later this month. This feature was brought to you by the Standard Bank Group.
When you're growing your money, you need to make the right choices. That's why at Standard Bank Private, we offer the best of everything. Our offshore investments are award-winning. We'll give you the best forex rates around. As SA's biggest home loan provider, we offer unmatched expertise, and you'll have access to the best financial planners and bankers. So why not visit standardbank.co.za to join Africa's best private bank today? Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.